It is Tuesday, January 21st. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
Will Bill Barr recuse himself on impeachment? Don't hold your breath. Meanwhile, Mike Bloomberg is making life harder for grassroots Democratic primary candidates. Finally, who is Bernie Sanders being asked to apologize to now?
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
The White House has submitted more insane arguments in Donald Trump's defense for his Senate impeachment trial. On Monday, Trump's lawyers filed a legal brief that could have been written by the president using his own signature Sharpie, except it was far too long. Sharpest legal minds currently willing to work for the president attacked the, quote, rigged process, end quote, of impeachment in the House and Senate. They also argued that Trump, quote, did absolutely nothing wrong, end quote. Also yesterday, Senate Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announced rules for the trial that were stacked heavily in the president's favor. This was expected. The rules give House impeachment managers and the president lawyers 24 hours each over only 2 days to make their case. After those arguments, senators will have 16 hours for questions, followed by 4 hours of concluding arguments. It is a rushed timetable. Time is, in fact, so tight that McConnell himself will barely have time to run out and check the parking meter on his cocaine yacht. Meanwhile, attorneys for Trump mystery goon Lev Parnas demanded the recusal of Attorney General Bill Barr. The Justice Department, which reports to Barr, is investigating Parnas. Former international fixer for the president, Parnas is cooperating with investigators and had a lot to say about Trump's corrupt dealings in Ukraine on MSNBC last week. Previously, Parnas said Barr was, quote, on the team in Trump's impeachment defense. Today is the 10-year anniversary of the Supreme Court's Citizens United decision, which opened the gates to dark money hell in American politics. How will you be celebrating? Wine caves are a popular choice. Also yesterday, Politico reported on a predictable consequence of billionaire oligarch Michael Bloomberg's extra champagne tier presidential campaign. Incredibly, the New York mayor who made it possible for Whole Foods to take over the Bowery is actually gentrifying the nationwide market for television advertising. Bloomberg has spent $248 million on an extravagant TV self-promotion campaign. Bloomberg's ads attack Donald Trump, but also boost his own profile as a Democratic presidential contender or possible third-party candidate. According to Politico, TV political ad prices have risen by 20% since Bloomberg kicked off the ad blitz. Local politicians say this has not been good for them. They report that they're having a harder time reaching their own constituents on account of higher ad rates, which means they need to raise more money, all thanks to Mike Bloomberg. Separately, it emerged why Bloomberg declined to participate in the New York Times endorsement process. He told the paper that his campaign did not yet have positions on enough issues.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
Bernie Sanders apologized to Joe Biden for an opinion column written by a campaign surrogate that referred to Biden as corrupt. The column and the apology both came on Monday. The Guardian column by Sanders surrogate Zephyr Teachout, a longtime New York progressive figure who is also a law professor who works on the issue of money in politics. Teachout went on to offer 3 clear examples of what she called Biden's corruption. 1, his support for the finance sector over working class Americans. 2, his weak healthcare proposal written with industry input. And 3, climate change. Teachout noted that Biden already broke his promise not to take money from the fossil fuel industry. The Biden campaign protested. Late in the day, Sanders apologized. He told CBS News that, quote, it was absolutely not my view that Joe is corrupt in any way, and I'm sorry that the op-ed appeared, end quote. To repeat, Sanders is very sorry about the column written by Zephyr Teachout at TheGuardian.com entitled, quote, Middle Class Joe Biden has a corruption problem. It makes him a weak candidate, end quote. The article was dated January 20th. And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
Two of the psychologists behind America's torture program dating to the George W. Bush administration will at last give evidence in a courtroom. Unfortunately, they'll be testifying before a U.S. military tribunal at Guantanamo Bay. Lawyers for some of the 40 prisoners at the War on Terror Black Site want to question the psychologists James Mitchell and Bruce Jensen. Both men worked for the Air Force before being recruited by the CIA in 2002 to develop what was euphemistically called enhanced interrogation techniques. Some of the first American prisoners in the War on Terror to be tortured were innocent young men picked up by mistake or marked for retribution by local U.S. military collaborators. The official Republican Party Martin Luther King Jr. Day celebrations took place yesterday at the Virginia State Capitol in Richmond. The good news is nobody got shot. The bad news is it was a white nationalist rally. According to reporters at the scene, neo-Nazi and militia groups were given free rein by the police. President Trump, who made no MLK Day appearances, promoted the so-called gun rights rally ahead of the time. The National Rifle Association gave out free high-capacity magazines. Anti-fascist groups refrained from staging a counter-protest for fear of violence. Hate group researchers characterized the event as a form of terrorism and intimidation. Rallygoers, bearing assault rifles, and even anti-tank weapons held signs with slogans like, quote, "Gun control is Jim Crow," end quote. Also yesterday, Vice President Mike Pence compared Trump to Dr. King.
Quicker, quickie.
That's all, folks, for today. Lucy?
Thank you, Sam. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon, wherever your podcasts are found.